From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The U.S. president speaks to the people of Kenya. U.S. President Barack Obama shared his outlook on the future of Kenya during a speech today in the capital, Nairobi, capping a visit to his father's homeland, where he was hailed as a native son. At the Safaricom Indoor Arena in Nairobi, the president spoke to the people of Kenya about their future and their part in a united society of all religious faiths and all ethnic backgrounds.
Kenya is at a crossroads, a moment filled with peril, but also enormous promise. And with the rest of my time here today, I'd like to talk about how you can seize the moment, how you can make sure we leave behind a world that's better, a world that we've borrowed from our children.
Later today, President Obama will travel to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama is due to make the first visit by a U.S. president to the headquarters of the African Union. Syria's president, in a speech broadcast live on state television today, acknowledged that the military has given up some regions of the country as it battles insurgents and offered justification as to why. "We must define the important regions that the armed forces hold onto so it doesn't allow the collapse of the rest of the areas," President Bashar al-Assad said. "We are not collapsing. Defeat does not exist in the dictionary of the Syrian Arab Army." But the ranks of the army are dwindling through deaths, defections, and increased draft dodging, something the president acknowledged. "There is a lack of human resources in the army," the Syrian leader said in his address in the capital, Damascus. From Washington, this is VOA News.